Hi, I'm Neil Stavem. Thanks for listening to this highlight from Connecting Faith. If you'd like to hear the entire broadcast or to hear more highlights from our recent shows, you can go to our Connecting Faith program page on myfaithradio.com.
We try to explain the different traditions that are out there, especially if they're major traditions that have been in the church for a while. We'll try to give them a feel for the playing field so they'll understand the issues and where the disagreements come and what scriptures are being used to form these views. And then we usually will weigh in, though, with what we think is the best route through there. We do the best we can, and we try to stay friendly with the people that come to different conclusions, where we're not taking after each other and attacking each other. Yet we're seeking the truth. That's the goal, is to discern and to seek out the truth.
Yeah, there are a lot of ways that people who love the Lord Jesus and who consider the scripture the final and ultimate authority in all things, how they can come to different opinions on some of these questions. And so we are very unified as a faculty, especially about the central things. I mean, nobody would say, well, I don't know. I mean, it's up to you to decide whether Jesus really rose from the dead. So here's the reasons for and against. I mean, we would never do it with something so central, but with things where maybe we can tell from our own study that there's been reasonable, godly people who see it on both sides. Yeah.
And you know what, too, is that people don't like to acknowledge this, but, you know, Calvinists and Arminians agree on an awful lot.
Sure.
We usually like to just argue about some of the side issues because we can't resolve them real easy. But for both a Calvinist and Arminian believe that you must place your faith in Jesus and the gospel in order to be saved. We may argue till the cows come home as far as what God's role in that is in our choice to choose the gospel, but they're completely unified on that. There's no difference between a Calvinist and Arminian there.
And
that you don't put your faith in the gospel, you're in terrible jeopardy. You must believe in the Lord Jesus to be saved. So,
and even more than that, both would say that God knows in advance who will be saved, that God's grace is the means through faith of achieving salvation, right?
Yeah.
That we don't do it ourselves. So yeah, you're right. The differences are sometimes
they're magnified.
The similarities are lost in the squabbles about where there are differences. Not that I don't use squabbles dismissively like it's unimportant, but there's a really wide and deep agreement among both camps. It's God who saves us. It's God's grace that brings us to faith. It's part of God's plan. He is not unaware of who his children are and so forth.
And take it even a step further, Brad, because what we encourage our students to do is to start with those things that we can see clearly and that we agree on. And from there, go to the questions that we may not be able to resolve easily between traditions. But don't let the shadows that those disagreements, don't let that cast a shadow on what you do agree about. But remember, the core is where you start, and then try to address those tougher questions.
Thanks for listening to this podcast highlight from Connecting Faith. For more information about this podcast or other audio archives, you can visit our Connecting Faith show page on myfaithradio.com.